The rattling, uninsured car is 15 years old, carries expired Georgia plates, and has a market value of $125. In New York City, you can always buy a car like this, and you can always sell one. Who cares about the paperwork? That's for people who have big money to lose. These Mexican girls have no money. They work cleaning offices in Manhattan. Their day begins at 7 p.m., so the hour now might be 5 in the morning, just before dawn. They go out afterward almost every night, a way of saying this work is not yet destroying us. A few minutes sitting in the car at the beach, then they'll swing back to the house on Avenue U, where they live with 9 other people. Why drive?
The subway, it don't go where we live.
And the bus, it takes, like, forever. So the girls drive. Often they will smoke a little pot some boys gave them and giggle. Open the car's cracked sunroof, let the smoke drift upward. They're enjoying their freedom, their few hard-won dollars, their provisional American identities. They smoke, maybe drink some too, listen to the radio. Giggling and sweet, but tough, tougher than American girls. In the country illegally. Each carrying some kind of fake green card that she bought for $150. They've made the journey and are not yet beaten down, not yet burdened with children and husbands. They have cookouts and volleyball in one of the Mexican sections of Marine Park. And they have guys, when they feel like it, know what to do to make their men feel bien. Sex, yet another kind of labor. Their mothers back home don't know a lot.
Be careful, they beg. Nueva York is dangerous for girls like you.
But that's wrong. Mexico is where girls get found in the desert, legs wide open, hair dragged with dirt, dead eyes already eaten out by bugs. New York City is big and safe and filled with rich, fat Norte Americanos. Maybe the girls won't even marry Mexican men. Why should they? They talk about the office guys, the tall ones who look so good in a suit.
You want to do him, girl? I know you do. No, no, es muy gordo, too fat.
They laugh. They see a lot of powerful people leaving their offices at the end of the day, men and women in business clothes, nice haircuts, good watches.
White ladies who think they's better than us.
A corporate world so close they could reach out and touch it with their cherry-colored fingernails. Yet, given the stratifications of American society, it is a world they are unlikely ever to know from within. They are like Nigerians in London, Turks in Paris, Koreans in Tokyo, Filipinos in Riyadh, outsiders in their new homelands. Their only advantages are their youth and willingness to suffer. But they will lose these advantages, as eventually they will lose everything, including their lives. Come to think of it, they will lose everything a lot sooner rather than later. Tonight, in fact, before the sun is up, minutes from now.